ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 8। लॉर्ड कृष्णा शोज द यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म। टेक्स्ट 14। प्रागयम् वसुदेवस्य क्वचिज्जातस्तवात्मजः वासुदेव इति श्रीमान् अभिज्ञा संप्रचक्षते। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। फॉर मेनी रीजन्स दिस ब्यूटिफुल सन ऑफ योर्स समटाइम्स अपियर्ड प्रीवियसली as the son of Vasudev. Therefore, those who are learned sometimes call this child Vasudev. Purport. Garg Muni indirectly disclosed this child was originally born as the son of Vasudev. Although he is acting as your child, generally he is your child, but sometimes he is the son of Vasudev. Hare Krishna. So we seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas assembled here, especially senior devotees present. So I have gathered few things, what I have heard from devotees and which are there in the Bhagavatam and Prabhupada purports. So I'd like to share that. So here, this context, what is going on, is actually Garg Muni has been invited for the Namkaran Samskar, name-giving ceremony of Krishna. So while giving the name for Krishna, he is mentioning indirectly that this child has taken birth from Vasudeva also before. So the question comes to the mind many times, does God need a name? Because many people feel that why does he need a name actually? Because we don't know whether he is a person or not a person or what is it. Because most of the people think he is some kind of power, some kind of light, some impersonal form of thing. Like once one king got one parrot and he was very much loving this parrot. And he told one of the person, he called one of the person from his kingdom, he said, you have to take care of this parrot. And if this parrot dies, I'll kill you. So this person has taken got a shock of his life because jatasya vidhruva mutru, dhruvam janamitasya cha, that anybody who takes birth, he has to die. Like once one lady, her son died and she went to Lord Buddha. And she told that, you please, you know, do one favor to me, please make my son alive. So he said, yeah, it can be done. It's not a difficult thing. You just bring some alms from a house where nobody has died before. So she went all over the village. She couldn't find even one house like that. Because the fact is that as sure as death. So he was scared. He was taking nice care of the parrot. And one fine morning, he found parrot is dead. So he comes up with the parrot to the king and king said, and he said, what happened? He said, nothing, not much, king, just because parrot is just sleeping. He's not moving his hand, he's not moving his leg, whatever, what leg and hand both are same. He's not opening his eyes, he's not eating anything. He said, that means parrot is dead. He said, I'm not saying that. That you are saying. According to me, he's not talking, he's not waking up, he's not doing this, he's not doing that. So similarly, the atheistic people, when they want to say that God is not there, they say God doesn't have hand, God doesn't have leg, God doesn't have eyes, God doesn't talk. It means what? He's dead. Because he doesn't talk to me. He doesn't instruct me. He doesn't interfere in my life. And that kind of God I like very much. So that is not the concept which is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The concept of personal God. And if we can have two, three, four names, you know, in a childhood, Sometimes we are called like different name, like, you know, Bunty or something like that. And then when you grow up, another name comes up. Then another name comes up. Then, you know, our dear ones call with some pet names. In a life, person can have 2, 3, 4, 5 names sometimes. Some nicknames are there. So why can't God have so many names? Because God is unlimited. And the very, very, very simple logic is that if God is unlimited and God includes everything, then he should have everything. He should be person also and he should be impersonal also. Rather, Lord has unlimited names, not just 2, 3, 4. And not only just names, those names are so special. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Ras Vigraha Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Abhinattvam Nama Namina. That Ras Vigraha, it is a Vigraha of Ras, juice. Like in Diwali times, they make sweets, which are like in the form of camel or horse or, you know, different kind of. Although it's camel, it's horse, but it's all sweet from top to bottom. So Krishna's personalities, Krishna's name, Krishna's pastimes, they're all sweet from top to bottom everywhere. Wherever you touch it, the only juice will come out. And it's Chintamani. Chintamani means touch a stone. If you touch it, complete transformation take place. Chaitanya is conscious, Purna Shuddho, completely pure. Purna Shuddho, Nitya Mukto, it's liberated, and anybody who comes in contact with it becomes liberated. And Abhinattam Nama Namina is non-different than his holy name. A mundane person cannot say that me and my name is same, you know, like even the meaning is not same. What to speak of saying that my name is same. Somebody may be Lakshmipati and he may be a pauper on the street. Who knows? And he may be Nayan Sukh, but he may not have eyes. So like that, it's actually a very challenging thing to say that Lord doesn't have name and doesn't need a name. Rather, he has unlimited names because he has unlimited activities and his names are based on those activities. So to understand Krishna's personality or to understand any big thing or any small thing also in this world, we need to have some adhikar to comment on it. Generally, people comment on, they are very scared to comment on particular point, like if some medical disease is there or something is there, and if somebody start commenting on it, immediately we ask him, you know, are you a doctor? Why are you commenting on it? Are you an engineer? Have you studied architecture? If somebody start commenting on some building, I start giving some advice about Vastu. But about God, everybody is ready. Most of the people, at least in India, has some theory, something, you know, come up with something. So we need some adhikar, even like small things, you know, like some of the examples I'll be giving, which we heard from the devotees here. Like Shamanand was saying in one of the class that, like if somebody doesn't know what cricket is, and he says, you know, just because he's throwing this ball in this direction, that's why he's hitting. If he throws in another direction, he cannot hit it. Does it make any sense? It doesn't make any sense because he doesn't know the rules of the cricket. He doesn't know how the game works. So if you don't know the foundation of or the inner elements or fibers of Krishna's personality, Krishna's pastimes, what right we have to comment on it? So that's why we are here presenting just on the basis of what Acharyas have given us, and Acharyas have been empowered by Lord Krishna himself. So first we have to understand that Krishna's name and Krishna's personality, that is transcendental, that doesn't get affected by this materialistic world. What does it mean to be transcendental? Because many times this world is used in a very normal way. You know, Prabhu, we are transcendental. This is transcendental. Oh, this is just transcendental. Transcendental simple meaning is beyond three modes, you know. Like Krishna also appealing to Arjuna, Tregunya Vishya Veda Nistregunya Bhava Arjuna. Hey Arjun, you please try to go beyond these three modes. Because when these three modes are affecting us, controlling us, they actually create a vikar in us, transformation in us. And that transformation leads to misery, it leads to trouble. It leads to so many complications and bondage. So Krishna doesn't have that vikar, but a living entity has that vikar. How it has a vikar? Like we are going somewhere and somebody pass a comment. maybe some comment, maybe Motu, Patlu, whatever. He's a black person, white person. We get affected. Like somebody calls up and he starts shouting on phone. Other side. And then after some time he also realizes and you also realize that actually I'm not the person whom he should be shouting. And he also realizes actually I called up the wrong number. But even after that, that communication has taken place, that there's a wrong communication, what happens to us? Are we normal? We start, you know, having some vikar. Akal nahi hai. He's calling the wrong number, shouting at me. It has affected us. It has created some problem in our life. But Krishna's personality is not like that. When Shishupal was giving such bad words, 1, 2, 3, 4, and they were really heavy, heavy words, you know, filled with a lot of fire. Krishna was listening patiently, 1, 2, 3, 4. He has listened many times in the past. But this time, Shishupal lost control. He lost the count. And it became 100, beyond 100. And then Krishna just released the, I mean, Sudarshan Chakra itself came and cut the Shishupal head. And after that, what happened? Krishna happily accepted Agra Puja. Now, if any of us can just think a little bit, all of us, you can just a little bit think yourself, that if we are getting ready for some big party where you are going to be honored, you know, as a chief guest or some award has to be given, and just before that, we picked up a fight with someone, or somebody comes and starts insulting us. Or maybe going in the train or car, some accident takes place, little bit somebody hit your car and there is some dent in the car. It's like as if you had a dent in the heart. And even while in the party, what will be happening? We'll be thinking about that person only, you know. That person, murkh, foolish, doesn't know anything. We'll not be able to relish the award which we have been working so hard for so many years to get it. So this is called vikar, you know, this is called transformation. These modes actually how they control us, how they make us fool out of us. Because we are actually in the grip of them. They are actually the real kings of this world. When Krishna told Rukmani that I am not even king and you can marry another husband, you know, why? I think you did a mistake of a life that you chose me as a husband. So it's not late even now, although it's quite late. She had grandchildren that time. You can marry another husband. And then Rukmani replies later on, actually the real kings are these modes, you know. These are actually controlling everybody. So they create vikar in people's life and Krishna is beyond them. Krishna's energies are working. Krishna doesn't have to even do anything to get anything in his life. His energies are working just by his desire, just by his thought. Like any one of us, like in the childhood, we would go to see, you know, some circus or something. We have to go really there and watch it, you know, stand in a line, buy a ticket, and then, you know, sit in the... But if king want to see the circus, then he will say the circus wala, you come and put circus in my... If king is also going and standing in a queue, you know, give me a ticket and he's sitting, what kind of king he is? So because he has all the powers, because God has all the powers, he has all the energies at his disposal, parasya shaktir vividev shuruyate, svabhaviki jnana balak kriyache. They're automatically working for him, so he doesn't need to behave like an ordinary human being. He doesn't have to behave like an ordinary person in this material world who is bound by this world. So Krishna is beyond all these effect of modes. You know, we can't say that he's under modes. When Krishna was fighting with Chanur and Mustik, it was a real heavy fight. You know, like even the audience were saying it's an unfair fight. Where are the Chanur and Mustik, so powerful, you know, so big wrestlers, and Krishna is so small, tender. It's an unfair fight, but Krishna was fighting and he killed them. And still, there is anger, but it is described, his eyes are Rajiv Lochana. His eyes are like lotus, you know. You don't see like some kind of disturbance and some kind of frustration kind of thing. So that is the Krishna's personality, Krishna's emotions. Krishna's emotions are under his control, you know. They are his servants. They appear whenever they are needed, at his desire to serve him. In our life, in mundane personality, those emotions overpower us. They actually control us. You know, when person gets angry, just, you know, he himself forget what he's doing. Person become envious, he just start criticizing, he start blaspheming, unnecessary, so many emotions. are the cause of all the fights, actually, cause of all the frustration, even cause of suicide. Person doesn't commit suicide just because he hurt his leg, maybe his leg is cut, but if he's emotionally hurt, and that too deeply, he even go to the extent of going committing suicide. So these emotions are actually, it's a very important thing, you know, spiritual life. And the whole purpose of Krishna consciousness movement is actually refining these emotions for Krishna. We have to surrender these emotions to Krishna, because he is the only person who can actually reciprocate with our emotions. Only he is the person, he has the power to reciprocate with those emotions and completely fulfill our desires. So Krishna is beyond three modes. Even his body is beyond three modes. Sometimes people say Krishna's body is material. When Bhishma was fighting and he was shooting arrows and blood was coming. You see, blood was coming, you see? It means he's material. It's not material. It's Krishna's love for Bhishma. It's Krishna's reciprocation of love that Bhishma want to see something real happening here. Some reciprocation of fight, you know. So Krishna's body was not oozing out the blood because it is material. It is coming because of the love of Bhishma. Otherwise, when demons shoot even arrow or Brahmastra or something, you know, it actually passes through his body. It doesn't affect him. So it's Krishna's hand when a weapon attacks him, whether blood comes out or it goes, it passes his body, crossing its body. None of our body can have a choice. That okay, if this person bullet come, then it should pass through my body. And if that person bullet come, it should hit me. We can't say like that. So this is a real foolishness to think that Krishna's personality, Krishna's name, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's dealings, they are material. Srimad Bhagavatam, it is described, Swachando pat dehaya vishuddha jnana murtaye sarvasmai sarva bijaya sarva bhutatmane namaha. Indra is offering this prayer to Krishna after he committed the mistake. He's saying Swachanda upat dehaya. Swachanda, out of your own desires and out of the desires of your devotees, you accept different transcendental bodies. And then you reciprocate with the desires of those devotees in that particular kind of personality. So just to satisfy the desires of his devotees, Krishna is accepting different kinds of transcendental forms. What kind of God he is? He's a very special God. He accepts different names which may be considered not very good in this world. You know, if you call somebody chor in this world, it's a very kind of derogatory name, chor kahin ka. But Krishna accepted the name chor, kheer chor. In Remuna, he stole the kheer for his dear devotee Madhavendra Puri when Madhavendra Puri wanted to taste little Amrit Keli, that sweet rice. And for eternity, now he is glorified as a kheer chor, thief of kheer. Run chor. If somebody runs away from the battlefield, it's like a blemish on his part. He cannot show his face. He cannot show his face. When Sugriva sent all these Vanaras to search Sita and Hanuman party, you know, they were like quite intense. And they were not able to find Sita. It took months passed and only 1 month period was given. So they were chose to commit suicide there than to go back and tell Sugriva that we couldn't find Sita. So they actually had sat down on the beach of that ocean, fast till death. Amaran anshan karke abhi hum will die. So this is what, you know, people cannot just run away from the battle like that. You know, it's very painful. But Krishna accepted that name, Ranchor. He actually ran away from Jarasandha. If he has defeated 17 times before, can't he defeat 18 times also? That's nahi. I don't want to defeat now. I have some higher purpose now. I have to attend to Rukmani's letter. Rukmani is calling me. So, like that, you know, like Partha Sarathi becoming a chariot driver of Krishna, of Arjuna. So these are the names Krishna accepts because of his activities, and these activities he performs because of fulfilling the desires for his devotees. Prabhupada writes in the purport, it is clearly said here that the Lord assumes different forms according to Swachanda, according to his own desire or according to the desires of his devotees. An impersonal God could hardly reciprocate with the personal desires of its devotees, nor could an impersonal God itself have desires. If impersonal God doesn't have desire, how can he fulfill the desires of another person? So Lord manifesting different forms in a personal way, responding to personal desires, indicates that he is eternally a person and manifests his different transcendental bodies as an expression of his own eternal love. In Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, Murari Gupta, he's a doctor as an external profession point of view. Internally, he's actually Hanuman. He has a love for Ram. And when Mahaprakash Leela was going on, Lord actually fulfilled his desire. Lord said, you are Hanuman and I am Ram. Lord showed him the form of Ram just to fulfill his desire. So this knowledge about Lord and about ourselves is very important, you know. There are only three things in the scriptures. If we understand that, then we understand all the scriptures. Sambandh, Abhidhi and Priyojan. So one of the most important aspects of Sambandh Gyan is to understand Krishna's personality or God's personality and our own situation in this world, that how we are struggling and suffering and helpless and affected by all these three modes. And when this dynamics are understood, this dynamics is understood, that I am helpless and Krishna is all powerful, Krishna is all merciful, then there is a kind of, you know, Abhidhe can be started, you know. Then you start doing something for that person, you know. Then you start doing something for that person. Like we're reading fourth canto, Dhruv Maharaj was completely helpless. A small child of 5 years old, he has a birthright to sit on his father's lap. It's not a very big demand. Father may say no to many things, you know. Okay, I don't have money, I cannot provide you this, I cannot provide you that, I cannot take you to this place or that place, we are poor. But he was a king, first of all, he can provide everything. He is not asking any of those things. He is just expressing a desire to sit on the lap of his father. And that was also denied. How much painful it will be for a child. That too in front of her stepmother. If it is done in a seclusion somewhere, maybe person can tolerate a little bit, you know, okay, maybe father is not in a good mood or something. But it was like a wishfully in front of everybody. Uttanpad just didn't entertain him. It was very painful for him. It was so painful, it is said like if somebody put his feet on the snake and snakes become completely disturbed. Like that he was completely disturbed, his hands were shivering, his body was shivering, his lips were quivering. And he had no shelter. Because his stepmother told him that if you want to sit on the lap, then you have to take birth from my womb. And for that you have to worship Vishnu. It means first you have to worship Vishnu, then you take a boon, then you die, then you take come in my womb, then you take birth, and then you will sit on the lap of your father. Long process. And father is not doing anything for him. So he goes to only one shelter which was for him. Who was that? Suniti, his mother. But Suniti also told what to do. I am an unfortunate woman. Although I am very good family and I got married to your father, but somehow he doesn't like me. And then she is so mature, she told that, please don't feel bad of another person who has done bad to you. Because if you think of bad of another person, the bad will come to you. Now in this situation, to give this kind of teaching is very, very, very difficult. You know, sitting on Vyasasan with nice bed and AC room, it's very easy to speak. But when actually situation comes in our life, that too in a situation where the helpless 5-year-old child has been insulted by whom? Co-wife. That is even much more painful. In front of his father. That time to give this advice, I cannot do anything, I cannot do much. And your mother, stepmother, was advice which she had given, that is the best advice, that you take shelter of Vishnu. So she gives the process of Abhidhaya to him. First she tells him that actually she establishes the connection by glorifying Krishna, Vishnu, Narayan, that even your great grandfather, grandfather, they all got their wealth and everything because of mercy of Lord only. So he only will provide you. So she said, Tameva vassa shre bhritya vassalam mumukshubhir mrigya padab japaddatim. She told, Tameva vassa shre bhritya vassalam. My dear boy, you also should take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because he is bhritya vassalam. He is very kind to his devotees. Mumukshubhir mrigya padab japaddatim. Mumukshubhir means people, those who are desiring for liberation. Even the people who desire liberation, they also, what they do? They take shelter of his lotus feet. And how you should take shelter? Ananya bhave nij dharma bhavite. While doing your nij dharma, while doing your occupational duties, ananya bhave. Constantly have a chintan of him, thinking of him, worship him. Tasmas sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmara yuddhache. Krishna is also telling the same thing to Arjuna, that while doing all your activities, while doing yuddha, fight, mam anusmara. You do smaran of me and then you fight. This is the teaching. This is real mother. This is real parenting, you know, real parents. That who are mature enough to handle the negative emotions of their children and then direct the same emotions towards God, towards positive God, positive personality. Because emotions are very powerful. They are filled with energy. If that energy is not diverted in the right direction, that energy will either harm oneself or it will harm another person. So the people who cannot throw it on another person, they put it inside, and from within they keep on burning and it affects their own body and mind and organs of the body and many things happen. So devotees, they not only handle their emotions, they actually help others to direct their emotions towards Krishna, because Krishna is so merciful, Krishna is so accommodating, that anybody who comes to him, he just happily embraces him. Manasya avasthape bhajasya purusham. So you please worship that Purusha, that Supreme Person. And Prabhupada writes in the purport that Queen Suniti said, it's very, very important lines, you know, one of the best lines which affected me at least. You came to me crying, having been insulted by your stepmother, but I am unable to do any good for you. So she is accepting her honesty. She is accepting her with honest behavior. She is saying that I am helpless. You know, to say this is require courage. You know, that I cannot do anything for you. And then to say next thing is also more difficult, that this person can help you. But Krishna is so kind to his devotees that if you go to him, then the combined kindness of millions of mothers like me will be surpassed by his affectionate and tender dealings. So this is very heart-touching. That combined kindness of millions of mothers will surpass my affectionate dealings. You know, her dealings are so tender. His dealings are so tender. So that's what, that was the message of Suniti to Dhruva. And then she told that she encouraged him and gave all the permission to go to the forest at the age of 5. 5-year-old child can't even, doesn't even know where to go, what to do. I don't know how it would have happened. Can't figure it out. But it happened. And he went and he became successful. Because at the right time in his life, he got the right direction. Otherwise, if his mother just said, okay, theek hai, Nana ji ko bulayenge, abhi meeting karayenge, you know, we'll call your grandfather and great grandfather, and you know, we should have a meeting. And how dare she told like that, and he told like that. We are already suffering. We are not getting anything. At least that much is your right. You should be sitting on the lap of your father. We are not demanding some big things. He said, no, it's okay. It's our karma. We have to accept it. Now tell what to do. What's next? So this is actually a spiritual life where we handle the negativity with the help of God. And then Krishna promises, if somebody takes that responsibility, you know, that I'll protect you. Shipram bhavati dharmatma shashva chanti minagachati kaunte pratijanihi name bhakta pranashati. That Krishna says that, declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes. 5-year-old child going to the forest, there is every probability, every chance of his perishing. Krishna protected him at every step. encouraged him, guided him. So this is the promise of Krishna. Actually, in Lord Ram's Leela, when Lord Ram was there in forest, so that time he would be killing many demons because the demons were troubling sages of the forest a lot. So once Sita approached Ram and she told, "See, we are in the forest and we are in this tapasvi vesh, and we are you're carrying this bow and you're killing so many rakshasas and demons. And you say, this violence is very risky. Hinsa is very risky. It shouldn't happen that you end up killing some people who are not supposed to be killed, and you should be careful, better not kill," you know, like that she was advising. She said, "I'm not qualified to advise you, but you know, I'm just taking the courage to tell you." And Lord Ram told her that these rishis and munis, they have been troubled by these rakshasas, that they came to me. And they came to me requesting me that please help us. It's shame on me that they came to me. I am the king, I am the kshatriya. I should be protecting them before they come to me. And I have taken a vow to protect them. And he told, "Apiham jivitam jayya tvam va sita sa lakshmana." I may reject you, reject Lakshman, if there is a need. Natu pritigya samshutya brahmanebhyo visheshataha. But I cannot give up my vow of giving protection to brahmanas. Giving protection to rishis, that is his vow. So this is, that's how Krishna or Ram or Vishnu, they value protecting his devotees. And how much they love, how much they express gratitude in whichever form they come in. When Ram was giving farewell to different vanaras and kings, you know, after the Abhishek got over, and now 1 month, 2 months have passed, so he is expressing his heart to different devotees. First he expresses his heart to Janak Maharaj, "Because of your valor we got the, you know, victory." Although Janak Maharaj was here and they were there. Then he glorified some kings, those who had come for Abhishek. "Because of your, you know, mercy, because of your support we got the victory." Like that he was just giving credit to everybody and everybody. And then he called Hanuman in the end. And he said, "Hanuman," he was trying to express his gratitude, and then Hanumanji said to Raghunathji that, "I have only one desire, that I am able to maintain my love for you all the time. I have only one desire, that I have this bhakti for all the time in my life. Yavad Ram katha vira charishyati mahitale tavat charire vatsyantu prana mam nashamshaya." He said, till the time on this earth Ram Katha is there, till that time I should have prana in my body. And how Lord Ram reciprocated with him? He said, "Yes, it will be like that only. Till that time these lokas will be there, till that time my Katha will go on." It means you will be there for all the time. That's why he is Chiranjeev. And then Lord Ramchandra started expressing his heart to Hanuman. He said, "Ekek isyopakarasya pranan dasyami te kape sheshasya yohopakaranam bhavam rininovayam." He said, "Ekek isyopakaranam, for your one upkar, one favor, I have to give up one body, one prana. Aapke ek upkar ke liye ek sharir chhodna padega mujhe. Sheshasya yohopakaranam bhavam rininovayam." And then what about then other upkara then? For one upkara, one favor, I have to give up one body. Then I will not be able to repay other upkaras. What about them? And then he goes even much higher. He says, but the fact is that I don't want to even repay one upkara. Why? Because to do favor for someone, that person has to be really in trouble. Then only you do favor for that person. Then only he actually look for a favor. Then only he comes for asking for a favor. So actually I don't want to repay your favors because I don't want to see you in trouble. It's very deep if you think about it. He said, let all the upkaras get digested in my body only, and let me remain Rini in depth throughout the eternity. I am the Rini of Hanuman. He helped me, but I couldn't help him. Let it be like that. Because generally if we take some rent from someone, we make sure that you repay back. And we say also, make sure, I paid it back. Let's make a note of it. But he said, no, let it be like that. I don't mind to be Rini of my devotees. First of all, he didn't need any ऋण. He never had any need to take help of Vanaras to fight with Ravana. Actually, there was no need. For him, it's just a matter of just a desire that Ravana dies. It's just a one earthquake and the whole Lanka goes down, you know, and Sita is on top. Yeah? Lord can do inconceivable things. He doesn't need to do something, you know, something special, some special effects. It's just desire. But just to reciprocate the love with his devotees, just to give credit to his devotees and feel indebted from them, he performed these pastimes. That is his gratitude. That is his love. You know, Sheshasyopakaranam Bhavan Rindinovayam. And then Lord Ram take out his Vaidurya stone mala and then tie it around the Hanuman's neck, embrace him and tell Sugriva, please take care of Hanuman very nicely. I'm very much owe my life to him. He's helped me a lot. So who would not like to serve such a Lord? That is the point. That's why we read scriptures. Just to reconfirm our desire, you know, our determination. Because our determination should be based on some inspiration. Because if determination is based on fear, or determination is based on some kind of imposition, it will not last long. Like many religions are based on fear. If you don't do this, this will happen. If you don't do that, that will happen. How long it will last? But if there is an inspiration of love, that's very deep. And that's why Vritrasura is saying, he's saying, Ajat Paksha Ivi Mataram Khaga Stanyam Yatha Vatsarataha Shudartha. Like a small baby bird, baby birds, you know, they are waiting, they are in their nest and they are hungry, they don't have wings, they can't go out, they are completely helpless. And they are waiting since morning till evening that our mother will come and she will feed us. Completely helpless, constantly meditating on their mother. Ajat Paksha Ivi Mataram Khaga. Stanyam yatha vat sarataha shudartha. Like birds, children we cannot see like in nest, but we can at least observe the cow's children, calf. How they become restless when they are released and towards the cow and they run to suck the udder of their mother. They are waiting for that. Small calves tied with ropes. They are anxiously waiting for the time of milking. Because during the milking time, they will also be given the milk. Priyam priyeva vishitam vishana. A moro's wife, whose husband is away at some long distance, she is waiting for her husband to come so that she can again unite and serve him. So like that, he is praying that I always, you know, mano arvindaksha didrikshyatvam. I always yearning for the opportunity to render some service to you. That is the heart of a devotee. If we don't have that, the whole process is to develop that. And that affection becomes intense and intense and intense. It becomes so intense, like Kunti Maharani says, Toime ananya vishya matir madhupate sakrit ratim udvata dada gange voga mudanvati. Like constantly Ganga is flowing towards ocean. It doesn't stop. It's just constantly flowing with one pointed attention to meet with ocean. Similarly, let all my distractions towards Madhu dynasty, towards another dynasty, you know, my mother's side and my husband's sides, both sides, let they be cut. And only what remains? Madhupate, Lord of Madhu. Let my attraction be fixed at your lotus feet. So to cut the attachments of this world, we need to have the right attachment in our life, and that is Krishna. And we can put faith in the Krishna only when we know his glories, when he knows his merciful nature. Otherwise, after getting so many beatings in this world, we try to develop relation with someone and there is a problem. Then we develop with someone. Like in childhood, we develop with childhood friends and there is some fights take place. Then we develop in college, some problem happens. Then, you know, some girlfriend or boyfriend, then some problem. Then in marriage also, something happens, you know. Although it goes on because of the duty platform. But relationship is not like, you know, like just that sweet all the time. So it becomes, people become scared to develop more and more relation with God, Krishna. And that's why they want to bring him out of their life. He said, God means there should have been no form. Coming back to our original point which we started with. Why they don't want personality? Because they are so fed up with personality. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Vita Rag Bhaya Krodha. You know, he talks about these people. Rag Bhaya. They have a Bhaya. They have fear of personalities. So they say if God is there, he should be without personality. I like that kind of God. Because personalities of this world keep giving me trouble. They get a shock of their life when they hear in spiritual world also personalities. They get very much bewildered. There also we have to relate with, there also we have to do this, exchange emotions. No, there is a difference. Bhakti Rasa Sindhu, Prabhupada, start with this kind of concept. Mundane Rasa and Bhakti Rasa. Mundane Rasa, first of all you have to understand what is Rasa. Rasa means mellow. Mellow means like every service, any relation, there is a mellow, there is a rasa, and it drives us to perform that particular activity. You know, like a householder, he is working hard, earning money. Why? What is the purpose? Purpose is he has to maintain the family. He looks at his family, looks at his wife, looks at his children, feels happy, you know, there is a motivation. A philanthropist, he is working hard for the society. A nationalist, you know, whenever any news like India is doing do good, India is doing this, India is doing that, he feels happy, I should do something for nation. So there is some force for every activity, and that Prabhupada calls it mellow, rasa, the driving force. But in material world, that engagement, that rasa, that mellow, that has a problem. It stops after some time. Like a person working hard for enjoyment, and he gets bored, and then he goes on the weekend to enjoy some other place, and then he gets bored there, then again come back and work hard, then again go back, come back, go back, go, come, bhog tyag, bhog tyag. Because there is no rasa here. It's like a chewing gum, it's rubber, somehow they put some chemical into it, some sugar in it, put a nice packaging, put a good billboard, nice advertisement, and you know, they have convinced us to eat rubber. And we eat rubber, we take enjoyment for a few seconds, and then when the sugar is gone, then it's rubber. It doesn't get any, just because we have paid money, so we make sure that we keep on chewing for some time more. Otherwise, you know, if we just throw it after 5 minutes, then what is the rasa in that? So we keep on chewing. This is what this material world is. You know, I have worked hard. I have to pay money for this movie. I have to sit for 3 hours. How can I get up and go? You know, I have been waiting for the whole week to go for this picnic. And even if there is no enjoyment, I have to be there. Yeah, this is kind of rasa in this world. Mundane rasa is not there. Chewing the chewed. But what is bhakti rasa? Bhakti rasa is different. That is completely different. Material nature, she will offer you 3 kicks and 4 will be free. That is material nature. Like package itself is like 3 will be given and 4 will also come free. You know, 3 will come because you know you have done something and you know you will get kicked, and then 4 will be free. That is material nature. That is mundane rasa, you know. Like yahi samisparshida bhoga dukkha yone yevate adi antavanta kaunteya nateshuramte buddha. Just think about it, this verse actually. Adi antavanta kaunteya, matlab when you are even not even begun the work, misery has started. Because the thought has come that I want that particular thing. So misery has started. I have to work hard to get that. Already so many thoughts are coming. So misery has started. You're so restless, so miserable. I want this, I want that, I want this. And when you're working hard, then also miserable. And when we get it, more miserable. Because we may lose it, or the somebody else who has another thing. Oh, ye to achha nahi hai abhi. Ye mobile liya, lekin maja nahi aa raha. And those people comes up with new model after every 3 months, you know, they have to make their business. So no rasa in that particular material object, basically. It's actually manasi jam visheheti, right? It's actually in the mind. Mind thinks that there is some rasa in it. So this is material nature, this is mundane rasa, you know. And but we have a hope, you know, we'll get something one day, hum honge kamyab, you know, like that. People keep working hard, doing something. But if bhakti rasa is like something which really person has to work hard to get it. Prabhupada says the mellow relish in the transcendental loving service of the Lord does not finish with the end of life. Like somebody may say, no, I am getting full rasa, you know, in this world, in this life. Even if we accept that, at the end of life, the rasa will be finished. Somebody say, I have no problem with my relation with any of my friends or my husband or wife or mother or father. My dear friends, it will end at least at the time of death. Then next husband or wife, next mother and father, and begin with something new. And there is no guarantee that that relation will be very pakka. You know, it may have some problem in that relation. But bhakti rasa, it not only is here, it's eternal. It just goes on perpetually. And there is amrita, you know. And it is said, Poorna amrita svadhanam, sarvatmana smaranam vijayate, anandam vudhivardhanam. You know, anandam vudhivardhanam. That is the verse I was looking for. That it keep on increasing, you know, because sometimes people think that how only happiness can lead to, you know, bliss. Because happiness will be boring, na, of all the time happiness. Right? Sometimes people have this kind of complaint and they sing song like Kabhi Khushi, Kabhi Gham, you know, and that balance the things, you know. You can enjoy happiness only when there is a certain amount of gum in this, certain amount of distress in between. Then only you'll appreciate happiness. But that is not the spiritual life. Because here happiness is not stagnant. In material world, happiness not only is stagnant, it actually goes down. Graph goes down. The chewing gum we started eating, the graph was 9 out of 10 or 10 out of 10 when you put it into our mouth. Because we have been meditating on it. But as we are chewing it, what is happening? Graph is going down. We say chewing gum achcha nahi. What about rasgulla? Gulab jamun. One, when we eat, 10 out of 10. Second one, maybe 9 out of 10. Third one, how many marks now? Fourth one, fifth one, and after 10, if that's pushing in your mouth, it will go into negative, you know, minus 10 out of 10. So same rasgulla, same tongue, what is the problem? Limitation. Limitation of the rasgulla, limitation of the tongue, limitation of the stomach, everywhere limitation. Bhakti rasa keep on increasing. Anandam udivarjanam. Krishna's beauty keep on increasing day by day, moment by moment. You don't feel bored after seeing the same person, you know. Same person? No, the beauty is increasing here. It's not decreasing here. So this is the dynamics which you have to understand, just, you know, bringing the things, everything together, that in material world, like material nature is not facilitating us to enjoy, because her job is to frustrate us, because she is our well-wisher. She's telling that our real pleasure is in Krishna, our real pleasure is in God. So she's our well-wisher, and that's why she's frustrating us here, you know. She's saying that this is not your home. This is not your home. Like in the jail, in the prison house, no matter how good prison is, that prison doesn't become good because it has good facilities, you know. You know, like prisoners can give an order. Okay, today we want pizza in our lunch, and today we want a strawberry shake or something. Prison is good because it's a thick walls, you know, good security. And make sure that you get punishment. They say we have the best prisons of the world in our country. And you know, we have all the facilities for our prisoners. And prisoners become so comfortable in the prison that they don't want to leave the prison. So is it a good prison? So similarly, the material nature, Mother Nature, Durga Devi has to make sure that this material world doesn't remain a good place. It remains a dukkhalayam. No matter how much we try to facilitate this world with all the wonderful facilities, she will put some pinprick in it, you know. And it will lead to problem, it will lead to misery. Because she wants to make sure you don't live here. We go back home, back to God, and enjoy with Krishna unlimitedly. Because the pleasures of this world cannot satisfy us, they are very limited. So she's our well-wisher. So that's why we have to understand both the rasas, mundane rasa and bhakti rasa. And bhakti rasa, actually there are five primary rasas, shanta, dasya, sakhya, vasala and madhurya. So this rasa also like keep on thickening, you know. It becomes more and more intense, like, you know, sugar and then candy and then rock candy. It becomes more and more hard and thick. Similarly, the relationship between the Lord and His devotees, that also become more and more intimate, from Shanta to Das, Das to Sakya, Sakya to Vasale, Vasale to Madhure. And these pastimes can be seen in Srimad Bhagavatam. And we are very fortunate that we are to get connected to this Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy, where we have the access to higher rasas. Because in Vaikuntha, there are only 2.5 rasa. Out of 5. Shanta, Dasya and Sakya also half. Because Sakya also, 2 kinds of Sakya are there. One is Vishrambha Sakya and second is Sambrahma Sakya. Vishrambha Sakya means where Vraj Bhumi Sakya, and Sambrahma Sakya where there is awe and reverence. Vaikuntha and Ayodhya, Krishna's, Lord Ram's friend, Vibhishan and Sugriva, they have some Brahma Sakya. That when they have friendship, they have an awe and reverence. They actually approach with awe and reverence. They cannot just pat on Ram's back and, you know, just have a fun like that or play around. They have a friendship. They help each other. They actually have some terms with them and they appreciate each other. They have gratitude for each other. Everything about friendship. But there is a kind of distance in that relation. Similarly in Vaikuntha also, if there is some friend of Narayan or somebody, I have not heard any name, but at least Ram Leela, Sugriva and Vibhishan is there. So, but at least there is a kind of distance over there. But what about Vraj Leela? That is a special mercy we have got by Prabhupada's mercy, that we can at least read these things, we can appreciate these things, although we are far away. We are just beginning to even control our senses. But we should know these things at least. We can appreciate these things, that how sweet it is. What happened in Vishrama Sankhya? Pure Sakhya. Like Subal and Sridhama says, Tumi kona bara? Tumi ami saman. You're not big. They're telling whom? Krishna. He said, You're like me. They snatch away his food, they climb on his back, and they start blackmailing Krishna. Krishna, at this point, if you leave this game, you know, game is at its peak and you are losing now, and you want to run away on the excuse of that your mother is calling, we are not going to play with you now, forever. And Krishna got scared. Okay, I'll continue playing. it's very sweet. Yeah? It's very sweet. Like recently, Akinchan Krishnamurti was giving class and he told a nice story of Krishna wanted some butter from one gopi. And gopi was busy making some cow dung cakes, you know, upla, that, and she was doing. And she said, you want butter? Your mother has 9 lakh cows, so much butter you have. Why are you coming to me? Go ask your mother. He said, no, I want from you only. That is a relation. It's not like he doesn't have butter in his house. He said, I want from you only. So he said, okay, I'll give you, but I'm busy. You know, let me make at least 100 cow dung cakes. So she was making one, and then she took little cow dung and put out Krishna's face, one dot. Then made another, then put another dot, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like that, she made 100, and Krishna's face became black by this time. And then she took some little butter and put on Krishna's hand. Okay, now go. This is Krishna's dealing with his devotees, you know. He's ready to make his whole place black. Just he wants some love and mercy and, you know, I don't know what it is. It's too high, but at least we can just had a glimpse of it. What we are aiming for, you know. This Sakhe or Vasal is very special, what is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam and given by our Acharyas. Although Krishna's friends, they really wonder when Krishna performs some wonderful pastimes like killing so many demons and lifting Govardhan and even, you know, like those trees fell down. But they don't start worshipping Krishna. Okay, you are God, and we start offering prayers. They wonder, they really appreciate him, they congratulate him. Thank you, Krishna, you did really nice thing today. So this is actually pure Sakhya. But even Arjuna is not in that pure Sakhya. Because when he saw the universal form in battlefield of Kurukshetra, when Krishna showed the universal form, he actually taken aback. He said, Sakheti matva prasabham yaduktam, hey Krishna, hey Yadav, hey Sakheti. I have rashly addressed you, oh Krishna, oh Yadav, my friend, not knowing your glories, please forgive me. But we never read this kind of thing when Krishna's cowherd friends, Subals, or, you know, Sridhama and all that, they are relating with Krishna. They don't bother. He said, "Theek hai, mara, theek hai. Hum bhi kam thodi hai." Like he lifted Govardhan Hill, and Madhumangal is saying, because of my Brahma Tejas you are lifting. And others are saying, because we are holding it with our canes, you are lifting. So this is covered, like Aishwarya is covered with Madhurya. And in Vaikuntha, Madhurya is covered with Aishwarya. That is like that. Although they have Aishwarya Gyan. It's not that they don't know Krishna's glories. Otherwise, they cannot reach to that place. Ittam, Satam, Brahma, Sukhanubhutya. Srimad Bhagavatam says that these cowherd boys, those who are running after Krishna, or Krishna is running after them, they have performed heaps of pious credits. And then they have reached to that place. Not that anybody and everybody can reach to that place, but it's covered by Madhurya. Piteva putrasya sakheva sakhyu priya priyarasi deva sodum. He's saying that his father tolerated his son, friend tolerated his friend, husband tolerated his wife, or wife tolerated his, her husband. Similarly, you please tolerate me and forgive me. Who is saying this? Arjuna. So he actually got bewildered at that time. So this is the thing, that this rasa becomes more and more thick actually. And Krishna's pastimes become more and more sweet. Like when Krishna kills the demons, like Krishna Leela is going on in the 10th canto, we have been hearing from many speakers for the last few weeks. Like when Krishna is killing also, he's killing in a very sweet way. He kills Putana with his lips. He killed Trinavrata with his weight. And when killing Trinavrata, he first became heavy like a mountain, then he became a light like a straw, then again became heavy. But never, in all this transformation, he increased his size. He remained same. To become a straw like also, he remained the same, and to become mountain like also, remained the same. This is actually sweetness of Krishna's pastimes, you know. And we can see the power of his body when he was dancing on Kaliya. It was like a thunder for Kaliya. And all the poison was coming out. So the Sakya level and Madhurya level and Vatsalya level, they are very deep and wonderful pastimes take place, and they are very deep, and we are not qualified to even get into them. But at least Sakya and Vatsalya, we can get some glimpses so that we can appreciate Krishna's sweetness and his dealings with his devotees. You know, in Vatsalya also the same thing is there. Aishwarya Purna and Aishwarya Shithila. Aishwarya Purna is Vasudeva and Devaki, and Aishwarya Shithila, Shithila means without Aishwarya, is covered with Madhurya, it's Nanda and Yashoda. So when Krishna had appeared in front of Vasudeva and Devaki, he actually appeared in the 400 form. So for Vasudeva and Devaki, Krishna is 400 Vasudev. And that's why when he appeared, immediately Vasudeva and Devaki, they started offering prayers. They got scared. Even when Krishna killed Kamsa and all those demons, and then Krishna came to pay his obeisances to his mother and father, they were very scared to accept his obeisances. They were offering prayers, you know. Because their Madhurya gets affected by seeing the Aishwarya of Krishna. But Nanda and Yashoda's Madhurya never gets affected. Even when they see the Krishna's Aishwarya. When Yashoda Mai saw Aishwarya of Krishna, when did she see? When Krishna opened the mouth. So she's thinking, oh, maybe I got some disease, I'm in dilemma, I'm bewilderment, maybe something happened to Krishna, you know. She's like totally in the mother consciousness. Vatsalya bhav is filled, completely filled. And she's thinking that maybe something happened to Krishna or something happened to me. And then by that time Krishna had already, you know, Yugmaya power has come, Logmaya Shakti had come and covered everything. But she never got affected. We never read that ever, like Nanda and Yashoda, they are offering prayers to Krishna. Krishna, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are the cause of all causes. You are the controller of three modes. Everything comes from you. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, everything is coming from you. You are present everywhere. Never. It's not there only. Because their Aishwarya is covered by Madhurya. And that's why Nanda and Yashoda, they are very special. They are very special. This Viraj Prem is very special. And which we have to appreciate, which we have to yearn for, which we have to pray for, and that is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, Lord Srila Prabhupada's mercy, that we have at least access to it. And maybe in some lifetimes, by their mercy, we will be able to achieve it. When Uddhava came to meet Nanda and Yashoda, and he wanted to pacify them, he wanted to, solace them. So with this, I'll complete this presentation. He was saying many things he was trying to say, but what happened is when he met Nanda, he started speaking Jnana, because he's Jnana Mishra Bhakta. And Jnana Mishra Bhakta means he has all the knowledge of the scriptures, and he said, Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's all pervading everywhere, why are you lamenting? He's everywhere, so why are you lamenting? He's here also, why are you lamenting? Nanda Maharaj said, stop it. He's my son. Don't call him God and all that. He's my son. Tumara Ishwara Krishna huko morumati. If your Krishna is Lord, that is all right, but he's my son. He may be your Lord. I don't mind that. But he's my son. That comes first. And then he started telling Uddhava, he is in Gurukul and he is doing this, he is doing that. Oh, he is in Gurukul. My Gopal, my Krishna, he is actually a milk-fed child. He needs food 10 times in a 24 minute. And you have sent him to the Gurukul. And he is bringing wood for his guru and everything. So many responsibilities you have given. And now he has so much burden of maintaining the kingdom, and Jarasandha is troubling, and this person is troubling, and that person is troubling. He is my small child. What you have done to him? So Nanda is completely absorbed only in Vatsalya Bhava. And then he said, why is he not coming? And he's remembering all the dangers which came and how Krishna saved them. And he said, we are just going to die now. And at least now he should come, because it's etiquette. Even if somebody is your enemy, even if you don't love somebody, if you have forgotten about him, when you get the news that person is going to leave his body, you at least go and see him at least once. So at least let him come and see us once. Why is he not coming? And then how can he forget Krishna? His smile, his face, his nose. Like Krishna's beauty, if we meditate on it, is nav jaladhara. Like clouds when they come, newly formed clouds. Like Tamal Taru, Kasturi Tilak, Kostu Mani, Kajal on his eyes, curly hair, fingers like a fish, auspicious signs on his palms and everywhere. There's no comparison actually. So he said, how can I forget him? Whenever I go to Govardhan, when I go to Yamuna, sometime I want to leave my house and go out just to forget Krishna. Because ghar mein rehta hun, if I am in the house, I keep remembering Krishna. Because all the memories keep haunting me. So sometime I leave house and run away. But when I go to Vrindavan, I go to Govardhan, I see his footprints, how can I forget him? So Uddhava is wondering now. He's bewildered completely. He said, if some ordinary person loses his child, then I can give philosophy, you know, Sankhya Gyan, and that the child is, you know, not the body, the soul, and our relation is temporary, and we should not worry about it. He has taken another body. But the purpose of all the scriptures and the shastras is to cry for Krishna. Now, how can I tell him to stop crying for Krishna? It's completely, you know, short circuit kind of thing. Where to go, which direction to go? Because I can't tell him to stop crying for Krishna. But still, Uddhava started giving Gyan, Krishna Tattva Gyan. And when he gave Krishna Tattva Gyan, at one point, Nanda Maharaj, he actually became humble. And he said, "Theek hai, maybe Krishna is, I'm not qualified to be Krishna's father, and he's God. He's, even I remember when Gargamuni had come, he had told me that he's the Mool Karan, he's the Narayan. And theek hai, it's okay, you know. But how can I accept it that he's Narayan, you know? Because Narayan is completely self-controlled and he's fickle. Narayan is, you know, apta kama. He doesn't have any desires, but he is self-satisfied. But Krishna is, you know, is greedy, he's hungry, he's thirsty. Every 10 minutes he wants some food. And Krishna has control over his, Narayan has control over his emotions, but he gets angry. And Narayan never steals, but he keeps stealing from everybody's house. And Narayan never become dependent on anybody, but he's completely dependent on us. So like that they was talking. So anyway, we were just concluding now that his Vatsalya couldn't get affected by the Aishwarya Gyan which Uddhava was trying to give. So what is our situation? Our situation is very simple. You know, one shloka from Bhagavad Gita is enough for us in the 10th chapter. Etam vibhutim yogam cha mamyo veti tattvataha so avikalpena yogena yujyate natra samshaya. Because we don't have any knowledge of God, who God is, what to speak of love. So first we have to understand the opulences of God, Aishwarya of God. And that Aishwarya will convince us that here is a person who can really help us in difficulty, who is real our well-wisher. So we have to understand the Aishwarya, etam vibhuti. We have to understand the vibhuti of Krishna. Mam yoga, etam vibhuti yogam cha, mam yo veti tattvata. Tattvata we have to understand them. And then, so avikalpena yogena yujyate natra samshaya. Then without any choice, we will be serving Krishna only, Vishnu only, Narayan only. Because when we are convinced that this person is very powerful, he will help us, then we will be able to serve him. So for a sadhaka like us, knowledge of Krishna's opulence is actually required. It's a favorable thing for us, because that will motivate us. Otherwise, how can we give up the service of the people of this world? When we compare people of this world with Krishna's opulence, then only we get motivated to serve Krishna. But for Yashoda Mai, being in illusion of Krishna opulence is favorable for her service. Because then she continued to serve, you know, Krishna in a very sweet way. Because Krhishna wanted to reciprocate that Vatsalya Bhava Yashoda Mai. If that Aishwarya keep coming, or Madhurya, then how will he reciprocate that pure Vatsalya? So in our life, it's very simple that we have to understand our position as we understood, you know, our vikara, how we get vikara because of three modes. And we have to understand Krishna's position, how Krishna never gets vikara. Krishna is most merciful, he is so loving, he is Vritya Vatsala, and he reciprocates with our love. And then we have to engage him with that knowledge. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Hare Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki, Jai. Thank you. If any mistakes or something, please forgive us. Hare Bol.